Now, in this picture, what you see is an NMEA line going from the rover to the computer, or the data control center, and then the RTCM, which you know is the correction message, going back. Now, this NMEA string is actually telling the computer an approximate position of where that rover is in that triangle created by the reference stations. Finally, as it says, the pseudo-range or carrier phase residuals must be determined for the L1 and or L2 by using one of many techniques to interpolate the actual distance-dependent correction from the surveyor's particular position within the network. Then the subsequent corrections must be communicated to the surveyor in the field, which typically requires a large transmission of data. There's more than one way to do this. One approach is called VRS, or Virtual Reference Station, as you see here. This approach requires a two-way communication link. Users must send their approximate position to the master control center via an NMEA string. This is a formatted string. And the master control center returns the correction for an individual VRS via RTCM. And then the baseline processing software inside the rover calculates its position using the VRS, the virtual reference station, which seems to the receiver to be a single nearby reference station. This method is used widely, more and more, for real-time correction at the centimeter level inside a real-time network.